amazing because we've done a lot of live shows around town, and the last several years, we've actually been trying to put on shows ourselves too. So we would find a great venue, especially ones that are all ages, and we would run a show ourselves. That way we have more creative control of the program. So it allowed us to connect with other local bands to share the stage with us. And so one of the things we'd love to do is we'd love to, you know, promote the importance of cultural diversity in our music scene. And so we have people from different backgrounds that play shows with us. We've also we even have like some nights where we had an all Asian band lineup too.
Mm-hmm.
And that was actually a really, really amazing experience. And we've wanted to keep doing that in our local scene. You know, we have a huge Asian population, and
mm-hmm.
of course, it's important for us to really represent that with rock music.
Yes,
right. Because you don't see that too. I guess you don't see that too often in this part of town.
Right.
But we were so encouraged when we see other folks who do similar genres to us.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that was so amazing that we can empower each other, inspire each other everywhere we can, and. During the pandemic, which is quite interesting because it was just so weird not doing shows, but our final show at that time was February 2020,
uh-huh.
1 month before lockdown happened.
Wow.
Yes, and so we ended up doing just recordings of our own at home, or virtually actually. So myself, I have recording gear at home. Isaac, my guitar player, he's got recording gear at home. So we ended up composing a few songs with each other online. And it was great, and we had some new releases during that time of the pandemic. So in 2020, we released a song called "Don't Want You Near," which is based on a true story about somebody who got stood up on New Year's Eve, the poor person. And we decided to just write a song about it. A year later, we ended up releasing an acoustic version of it, which featured Kellen Quinn from Sleeping With Sirens. For those who don't know, Sleeping With Sirens is a really huge emo rock band from the States. And I also do personally know Kellen Quinn, the lead singer, and he's a really amazing person, a great songwriter. He's just everything awesome. And we got a lot of good responses from that. And it was great because this was independently released.
Mm-hmm. And we're going to play that right here on CJSF 90.1 FM.
Time to celebrate, but the night ended with loneliness, the way we all would hate. She asked herself, what's the use? Will he have some lame excuse? She would let it go, but now she's gonna yell to him. I thought she caught him in his lies, acting foolish in the bar, losing track.
What you doing here, she'd ask. Baby, I've no fear, 'cause I'm coming back. Said I'm coming back.
I thought you would be here. Now I don't want you near. I have no place in your heart. There was no love from the start. I thought you would be here. Now I don't want you near. I have no place in your heart. There was no love from the start.
After that, then in 2021, also in that same year, in the summertime, it was during almost near the heat wave too. Mm-hmm. So we recorded an instrumental tune called Definition. We got parts one and parts two. Parts one is a piano only composition. And then parts two, we rock it out with the piano and a full band. But this one featured the amazing local talent, Thomas Beckman from Sons of Granville.
Thank you.
Yes. He's been on CJSF. He's been on my show.
That's right. So for those who don't know Thomas, he is a fantastic viola player.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, great guy on demand. And sometimes you'll see him play at your local weddings, at your local outdoor events with, of course, again, this goes back full circle with our mutual friend, Jared Plett, who plays cajon for that group.
Mm-hmm.
He's one of the core members of that band as well. And of course, there's Justin Brand, who plays the acoustic guitar with them as well. So that's the Sons of Granville project. And so we've been trying to collaborate with different people, which has been such
excellent.
An amazing experience.
Yes.
And when you're doing all these fun collaborations with different kinds of people just to go outside the box, I think that was one of our main goals. At least that's one of my goals too as a musician here in Vancouver, is to really go outside the box. Because I think even with ever since the lockdown life started happening,
mm-hmm.
you know, this gave me a lot of time to start doing things a little bit more outside the box.
Mm-hmm.
And I think one of the platforms that really helped me a lot was, of course, something I would least expect. It was to use platforms such as TikTok.
That's right. And we're going to talk about your TikTok account. So when did you start that?
Okay, so I opened my TikTok account back in 2019.
Okay.
That's right, late 2019, but I didn't know what to do with it at the time.
Uh-huh.
So I just put a bunch of nonsense videos out there. I think just like how most people start, they didn't know what to do, so you just, you know,
yeah.
goof around with it a bit. But then, of course, when the pandemic started happening, I figured one of the ideas I wanted to do was do some more musical stuff. So I used that platform to show people how to play a lot of top 40 hit songs on your acoustic guitar,
mm-hmm.
what are the chords to play, and you can learn that in under 1 minute because most TikTok videos are under 1 minute.
That's right.
Right? And that's the premise of it. So what do you do with a limited time? I know, teach people something, give them a really good value,
mm-hmm.
and go with it. And what was really amazing about that was each time as the weeks went by, I started getting a lot of followers and I just couldn't believe it. I thought, am I being tricked here? But it wasn't. Yeah, so people were started following me and went by the thousands and thousands, and it just got crazy. And then when I started having enough followers to stream online, that's when I truly make connections with people, to my followers out there. And I had no idea how different the world is from how they react to certain musical aspects. So,
mm-hmm.
You know, somebody could come to my show here in Vancouver, you know, they'll react one way.
Mm-hmm.
But then, you know, they'll say, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Right? But then I could have done something like this maybe down in the States, for example.
Mm-hmm.
And here we go. Wow, that is so amazing. How'd you do that? Right? And then maybe some other countries, they see it and they're like, what's this? What nonsense is this?
Mm.
Like, what is this?
I right? see, yeah. Same and, song, but different reaction,
yeah,
different areas.
And it's opened my eyes a lot about how different cultures react to different types of entertainment,
mm.
right? Maybe the kind of entertainment that they have somewhere else. Say Nashville, for example.
Right.
Maybe it won't fly here in Vancouver, but then you know, maybe something that someone from hometown here in Vancouver does something here, doesn't work out in that part of town, but they go to somewhere like Florida, for example.
Mm-hmm.
It works out better for them out there.
Right.
You know, I think there's always something for everybody, but sometimes it's not always your hometown.
Mm.
But I think that's the beauty of streaming online,
mm-hmm.
Playing music.
Yes.
You know, when you go to platforms besides TikTok, right? You can go on, you know, for me, I went on Instagram Live to do some music. I would even go to say, I would live stream on YouTube and Twitch,
mm-hmm.
right? So that's another one where you get to see all these different kinds of people come into your live streams and see how they react differently.
Did you want to talk about any new music or new songs that's coming out?
Okay, so yeah, so we've been in the middle of recording new songs for Cry of Silence,
mm-hmm.
so that's been great.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, other than that though, we've just been so busy with gigs. The other project I got going on too,
mm-hmm.
is the Eddie Lam All-Star Band.
Eddie Lam All-Star Band, awesome!
Yeah.
Okay.
So the Eddie Lam All-Star Band is basically, in some ways, a super group of local musicians that I have been in my life for quite some time.
Yes.
So sometimes you would have a mix of both members from the Naturals and Cry of Silence merged together.
Ah.
Right? So for example, I could have Jared Platt on drums representing Naturals, mm-hmm. and then I get Isaac on guitar representing Cry of Silence, and then mm-hmm. there's myself, and then we would have some other guests, so my friend Warren would be on bass, or maybe sometimes my buddy Spider would be on bass, or sometimes I get somebody else on drums, mm-hmm. so maybe if not Jared, we get somebody else.
Right, okay.
And this is why it's an all-star band, because this is an all-star cast, at least for people in my life.
Yes.
And I wanted to use that platform to really pay respects to not just all my projects, but also pay respects to the people I've known in the music scene for quite some time.
Mm-hmm.
And so the ALM All-Star Band, anybody could join if they want to. So if I have a show coming up, I would just call up whoever's available and be like, hey, you want to do this show? And if they say yes, then they're part of the All-Star Band family for that day. But we've been doing some great outdoor shows, including we did the Hats Off Day Festival in Burnaby back in June. We also did we also did some other outdoor shindigs. We did Victory Square. We played Lana Luz. We've also played some other outdoor shindigs, whatever you can think of. Like, we've done it, and it was just so amazing. Like, for me, when I play solo as well.
Mm-hmm. You're here at the Heritage Hall, and you're going to play a few songs here. Are you going to tell me about those songs, or we'll just find out when you play? Okay.
It's one of these, of course. And people have known me for doing this for quite some time, right? You know, for me, I love playing piano. It's my first instrument, of course. And one of the greatest events, I think, my favorite events that I love personally putting on each time in pre-COVID and now even post-COVID, it's been happening again, is piano karaoke night.
Yes.
Right. And piano karaoke night is, of course, a spinoff of live band karaoke. A lot of people have known me for that 10 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
But I decided I want to do like a nice spinoff where it's a more, you know, not as intimidating setting as a live band, right? And I figured, well, why don't we combine Vegas-style piano playing, but we get the audience come up and sing something.
Yeah. Right?
And of course, if you ever watch the episode from Friends when, when Phoebe's boyfriend, played by Paul Rudd, he was playing piano and Monica went up on stage and sang. If you guys remember that episode, it's also a good platform based off of that sort of as well. But piano karaoke night is my favorite night too, because it brings people together.
Mm-hmm.
It gives me ideas to do some really great creative inputs to make it really outside the box. But the fun part about it is just that everyone's coming together, singing songs together, and singing along to the singers who are singing. And it just creates this really great sense of community. Everyone gets along with each other. And for me, I always want to be that good host who goes around talking to the guests too at each table. Just
amazing.
Yeah, and I really want that to be a really fun way to do it. And I think for those out there who've worked with me in the past, you know how I am.
Mm-hmm.
I love to be very organized about these kind of things. So I've always sometimes I come over prepared.
Okay.
Sometimes one of the pet peeves I think my wife has told me about too is that sometimes she feels like, oh, you're going there way too early.
Yeah. I like to come early too, actually. But yes. Anyways, where can people follow you so they can find these events?
Okay, so my official website is edilammusic.ca.
Mm-hmm.
So EDDIELAM music. And of course, same username on my social media platforms. So Instagram, Twitch, YouTube, TikTok, it's all ALM music, so find
yes.
me on there.
Follow. Thank you so much, Eddie, for coming on the Wham Bam East Band Show.
Thank you very much.
Wham Bam.
East Band.
Next up is a hip-hop show called Next Step. You're listening on CJSF 90.1 FM. This is DJ Mehdi signing out. Wham bam, East Band. Radio.